believers and promises them to inherit the earth, to rule over the earth, and promises them to have dignity. These are true promises. The reason that in our practical life we do not see these promises materialized is that we do not implement the teachings, the divine teachings. You commit, you practice, you implement the pledge you have given to me, then I will fulfill my promise. This is what God says. This is a great lesson for us. These Quranic sessions and these competitions of recitation and also invitation from the reciters of the Holy Quran from different parts, the main aim of all these is to get closer to the teachings of the Holy Quran. That is to gain knowledge of the Quran and to practice the teachings of the Quran. This should be the main focus of our efforts. Today, the Islamic world hungers for practicing the teachings of the Holy Quran. And the enemies of the Islam do not want this. It is evident that the enemies would not say openly that they are enemies of Islam or Holy Quran. They won't say it openly. They play tricks on God and on servants of God. They would say, we are defenders of Islam. Even they would say we advocate Islam. But exactly what Islam wants us, they attack the same point. Today, in some Muslim countries, the just talking about jihad is considered a crime. It shouldn't be mentioned in the books, in the textbooks. The issue of jihad should not be mentioned in the speeches and statements of the officials, and even they should not speak of martyrdom. So they attack these concepts. They attack our acts. They deal blows on Islamic unity. They just create suspicion among ourselves against each other. They see sow of discord between the Sunnis and Shias, among the Sunnis themselves. These are the subjects of the activities of the enemies of Islam. They don't say they are opposed to Holy Quran, but they oppose the main focus of Quranic teachings. And one of the examples is Muslim unity. Those who are sympathetic to the Muslims try to forge unity among the brothers in the Islamic world. And then you see that there is a bomb exploded against unity. By this side or that side, doesn't matter. So these are what we must be vigilant about. We, the Iranian people too, must be vigilant. What we say is not for others. In the first place, it's for ourselves to practice. We must preserve unity. Two. Just look at the verses recited right now. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبَكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ إِخْوَانًا. You have become brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. We rescued you from the unity of discord. This is what Islam did. Have you forgotten it? Do not try to criticize each other. Do not try to concentrate on the secondary principles and forget the main principles. And then disunity will develop among us. This is why the Quran says, وَعْتَثَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, means all together must hold fast to the rope of Allah. All of us are not equal. Some of us have stronger faith, some of us weaker, some of us are good in practice, some of us are not. God addresses all of us, saying, وَعْتَثَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, together, hold fast to the rope of Allah. Do not say that I have done this myself and others haven't, and the other would say, I have done so and others haven't. So it is not correct. We have to tolerate each other. There are certain principles, certain pivots. The main principle is that we have to have a single approach to these principles. We may be having differences in hundreds of secondary principles. There is no problem about it. But why? But once we are united, we get united, then there is no problem. This should be the main criterion. In our speeches, we must be very careful. We should not excommunicate others. And excommunicating others on the secondary principles is not at all in our interest. Today, the Iranian nation is a united nation. We have unity. We must appreciate this unity. No one should create discord. I see that in these recent days, developments, some people try to just fan the flames of discord. No, it is not correct. Disunity must not be created. All our brothers, all should cooperate with each other. All should try to develop the country. They should assist each other. No one should be, charges should not be leveled against others without any base. And because of one issue, no one should be disqualified or should be rejected regardless of all qualifications that he has. We must be fair. We must act on the basis of fairness. We must speak on the basis of fairness. God even says, وَلَا يَجْرَمَنَّكُمْ شَنْعَانٌ قَوْمٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. It is regarding the enemies. That is, if you are hostile to someone, then this hostility must not lead to unfairness to the people, even if he or she is an enemy. So, but they are not enemies in Iran. So set aside unfairness, injustice. All should do so. All should gather under the flag of the Islamic system and Islamic Republic. There are certain principles. Be committed to those principles. Announce it. And differences of opinions should be there. There is no problem. Differences of opinion are always there. Differences of opinion in different stages of history have been there. When these differences of opinion are intermingled with carnal desire, then it leads to corruption. So carnal desire, whims and carnal desires must be checked. In our practice, we must suspect our carnal desires and whims and caprices.
نگاه کنیم ببینیم کجا
نفس است.